Then we put in water bottles in our house and into our bathroom and everything.
Mm-hmm. When people had to have one outside the house, do you remember what they called it?
Well, most people had one of these pumps, you know, and they like that. And we had a shallow well, see that old dipper back there?
Mm.
Hanging up there. We had a shallow well. And that old gold one.
I see.
That was a dipper. And it kept that hanging up there by the well, you know, and what we call the well house. They had a little house built over the well.
Mm-hmm.
And old man would come up that wall of the mews every, you know, new man. And he'd, Papa would call and said, well, draw a little wall out the northeast corner of the well now where it's real cold. So he'd draw up the wall, you know, and water the mews, and he's going to water my mother's flowers for. And then he'd take him and drink them all out that dipper, and all us children would drink right behind him. Tastes so good.
Mm. When talking about the bathroom facilities, if those were outside in a little building, what did people usually call that?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear people call it something like the outhouse?
Oh yeah, we had an outhouse.
Oh.
We had an outhouse. Everybody had them back in those days.
Did that house that you grew up in have fireplaces in it for heat?
Uh-huh. Yes, we did. Made a mistake, and when they put in butane gas, they put the heaters right directly in front of the fireplaces.
Did you ever have anything to do with building a fire in a fireplace?
Great land above, I surely have. Many, many times.
Could you tell me about that, what you did to get a fire started?
Oh, we had a fat lightwood, you know, pine, hot pine, and just split up real fine and just burned like everything. And you get a few pieces of that, Pop, give it, chopped up, you know, had somebody chop it up after he quit work, you know, regular, then he would do it himself because he liked to. He would chop up that little fine little splinters, you know, little pine, and we'd build that fire and going in no time flat.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd bring in those big old heavy logs. He afterwards had enlarged hog, one of the things, but bringing those heavy stuff up the steps. But he'd build what he called a sitting back fire. Boy, that was the best thing in the world. And ashes there, we'd bake them. We'd roast potatoes, you know, in the ashes, and popcorn over the land. We just had it. We lived in our house. We didn't just, Mom let us do kind of what we wanted to.
Did you ever hear of people baking any kind of bread in the fireplace?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Plenty of people. Had Dutch ovens, you know, make that bread in the fireplace. Good.
You ever heard
cook
of
cook a regular meal, you know, over those big old fireplaces. You know, that was done. We didn't have one that big, but...
Do you ever hear of anything called ash cake?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you ever make that?
I don't know exactly how you make them, but I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. I see. Talking about the fireplace, the great big piece of wood that burned a long time.
Uh-huh, they burn slow after they get hot through, you know, and then it would burn slowly and just be red, kind of cold, you know, you might say. Mm-hmm. And just burn till it burned out. And if it got burned too low, you'd put on another one before that burn, it would start getting hot.
I see.
And then, you know, the room would stay warm nearly all night. Mm-hmm. And we'd put a fender or something up in front of it at night.
Did people ever call that piece a back stick or back log?
Yeah, that's what they called it.
What was that?
Back log.
Back log. Was there something inside the fireplace that you put the back log on?
Had andirons, you know, dog irons, some people call them.
Mm-hmm.